Commander Sylvan, there is a warrior here to see you. A Reeve Jalorn? He says you called for him.
Sylvan couldn't help but hear the note of distaste in the communications officer's voice. No doubt the male had recognized his guest for what he was, an M-switch kindred, what some called a snatcher. Sylvan had good reason to invite the M-switcher here, so he kept his own voice neutral when he spoke.
Very well. Allow him entrance, please.
There was a muttered grumble of complaint. Most unprofessional, Sylvan would have to speak to the officer. And then a tall, dark form filled his office doorway. Reeve Jalorn had trouble written all over him, from his pitch-black hair and matching eyes to the slouching, cat-like way he moved. His cinnamon-brown skin was marked by a scar over the bridge of his hawk-like nose, and his lips were a thin ribbon of sardonic scarlet. Instead of a jewel-toned uniform shirt like other kindred wore, Jalorn had on a black leather duster, which fell to his boots, and tight black leather trousers to match. Twin blasters were strapped over his lean hips, and Sylvan was betting he had other weapons, many more hidden from view. He looked like what he was, a pirate, and not one who would be content with just stealing your valuables. No, Reeve Jalorn would happily hijack your body, too, which was exactly why Sylvan needed him. As an M-switch kindred, he was one of the rare switch kindred who, instead of switching bodies with his mate, was only able to jump into the body of another male and take over his life for a time. This ability had earned the M-switchers the derisive nickname Body Snatchers, which was shortened to just Snatchers after a time. They were reviled and avoided by the rest of the kindred community, much as the touch kindred had once been because of their singular ability to use their touch sense to touch others without using their physical hands. But Sylvan had known several honorable touch kindred, and he was betting that not all the snatchers were beyond redemption either. At least, he hoped not. Commander Sylvan. The pirate regarded him through narrowed black eyes that burned with curiosity. He held out his hands as though offering himself.
Well, here I am. What do you want?
Reeve Jalorn. Sylvan nodded at him. Thank you for coming. I wasn't sure you would.
I'm surprised you called me.
Reeve sauntered into his office.
Hell, I'm surprised you trust me aboard your precious mothership, a dirty snatcher like me.
I think you can be trusted not to snatch anyone illegally while aboard the mothership, Sylvan said dryly, especially since I'm going to be offering you such a lucrative way to use your goddess-given talent legally.
Talent? Reeve barked a laugh. There's some, including my own switch kindred brethren, what few there are left of them, who would call it a curse.
Nevertheless, Sylvan said steadily, I do not believe that the goddess gives gifts without reason. I would never call any ability of hers a curse.
And what do you want with my gift, Commander?
Reeve Jalorn raised a sardonic eyebrow at him.
You have a political rival aboard the ship you want me to snatch? I can take over his body and have him do anything you want. I can ruin his reputation, bankrupt his finances, find out his secrets so you can use them against him. Whatever you want.
I'm afraid the mothership isn't quite the hotbed of corruption and intrigue you seem to think it is, Sylvan said dryly. I do not need you to snatch anyone here. Reeve's face darkened.
If you're looking to have me snatch the body of a romantic rival and ruin his relationship, I don't do that. I draw the line at fucking around with other males' mates. The goddess might send me straight to the seven hells for my sins once I die, but that's not one of them.
I am happily mated, and I would never ask you to destroy another male's mating, Sylvan said, frowning. Those who the goddess brings together must not be separated. Reeve's face cleared.
Okay, good. So what's the job?
Sylvan sighed and rose from behind his desk. Have you ever heard of a world called Hassian Five?